But after the names, you didn't publish anything for about 12 years. In that period of time, painting then became important to you.
Yeah, painting became important to me in the 70s. I was in Russia. I had watched my father paint without myself becoming terribly interested in becoming a painter. But when I was in Russia, all of this osmosis, all of the days I had watched my father, became something that I began to develop. So that's the beginning of my painting career. Started drawing and then went into painting and printmaking.
Wasn't that a thrill to start drawing and realize that, wow, that's good stuff? Because others had to reaffirm, probably.
You know, the challenge of creativity is very strong, and it hit me there pretty hard, and I started drawing and have progressed from that point.
And then the fact that the Kiowas have a long tradition of painting.
Yes, that's true.
Do you enjoy painting to this day?
Yes, I do. I do. I'm sporadic about it. I'm more consistent with my writing, but I do love to paint and draw, and I love to make prints.
You became aware of the correspondence between painting and writing?
Well, yes. The two things for me go together pretty well. I like to break away from writing because it takes such concentration. You really give yourself over to writing, and you can't do much else when you're writing. With painting, it's not quite the same way. It's not as concentrated. I can listen to a ball game or music or something while I'm painting, but with writing, no. So it's a kind of relief to go from writing to painting.
You're working on inspiration, both in writing and in painting.
Yes.
I mean, you don't get up every morning and say, well, I have to start writing today.
I like the idea of keeping a strong or a very orderly kind of routine, but I don't have the kind of discipline that some people have who can work a 9-to-5 day. I have to be more sporadic about it.
So one day you could work 8-9 hours at it, and the next day maybe nothing.
True. Quite true.
Writer's block, and you know you want to write. Has it hit you?
I don't believe in writer's block. Maybe I ought to. I know that some people really do. But I don't think that there is such a thing. I think, the mind works in such a way that it produces in a creative gear, as it were, and then it needs some kind of change or relief. And so you stop. You stop writing, and you wait until the inspiration comes again, and it always does. But to talk about that relief as block, writer's block, I don't quite see that.
The brain just gets tired sometimes, I guess, huh?
It gets tired and it gets bored, you know? Doing the same thing all the time is probably a way to run down. You need to change of pace.
Talking about your painting now, one of your first exhibitions in 1979 at the University of North Dakota Art Galleries, I take special note of that because that's my hometown, Grand Forks, North Dakota, where the University of North Dakota is. You had a collection of paintings of Indian war shields there.
That was my first exhibit, shields, and I still am fascinated with the idea of shields, what they are, what they mean.
You planned a book of shields. Did you do that book?
Well, it's a part of In the Presence of the Sun. I have a whole section on shields with illustrations. I've drawn the shields.
Then you have a series of paintings on Indian dolls?
Yes, I did. I haven't kept that together, so I don't know what has become of it, but I got very much interested in dolls. And I painted a series of Indian dolls.
It's thought that maybe some of your most impressive paintings are the watercolor series on Billy the Kid.
Yes. Yes, I did that some years ago. Turned out well as far as I was concerned.